You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, and you can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to be talking about, is the metaverse coming to WordPress? And joining us for that conversation is someone who knows quite a bit about that, been playing around with it for multiple years even. From WP Engine, I would like to welcome back to Press This, Anthony Burchell. Anthony, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited to talk about this.
Excellent. Well, you know, oftentimes when I welcome people back, it's from being a guest, which you have been a guest in the past, but you've also been a host of Press This in the past.
Yeah. So
really excited to have you back here today.
Yeah. The only thing I haven't done is interview myself, which you've been encouraging me to do for many years, but still haven't done it.
Yeah, totally. Interviewing yourself. I don't know. I think I've done that on the show. Maybe I haven't. I know my buddy Sean Collins has done that on his show before. All right, cool. So for those listening, though, in this episode of Press This, Anthony, what he's going to do is he's going to share his thoughts on what the metaverse is, maybe isn't, what the web looks like or could look like in things like 3D web, and his thoughts on WordPress's strengths for perhaps being a powerful tool as part of your metaverse toolkit. I'm really excited about this topic. I know we've nerded out about this behind the scenes. So now we're here, we are in front of the scene, nerding out about it. But Anthony, I know you've answered this question on the show, but I was wondering if you could do it one more time. Could you briefly tell me your WordPress origin story?
Yeah, so WordPress origin story. I was working at an agency when I was a teenager, and I was told to learn WordPress. I think it was version 2.9 of WordPress. It was right around the time of post types and things like that. My boss at the time was like, we need to learn this because I have a feeling this is going to become websites and not just blogs. And he wasn't wrong. Here we are.
Ah, very interesting. You know, I had a similar discussion in my agency, at least, you know, I know you were, I guess we're not an agency per se, but maybe, I don't know. Were you at an agency or weren't you at a publisher, I thought?
No, it was an agency. We worked on credit unions and all kinds of other brands.
Yeah, around that same time, I had that same decision, and it was like Drupal versus WordPress, but like, you know, custom post types and meta fields were just new on the scene. So it was like, let's go this way because that's what people are calling about. That was my decision maker on at the end. It was like, I'm not getting any calls for Drupal, so let's do WordPress.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So I know you have a different role at WP Engine since the last time we spoke on air. I'm just curious if you just briefly tell folks what WP Engine is and what you do there.
Yeah, so I am working at WP Engine as a software engineer. I've been here for, oh my gosh, it's gone on the better part, almost 8 years. 8 years next March. So we're in the we're well over the 7.5 year mark, I think now. But yeah, I've kind of taken on many roles in the company. I started in the support organization. I went to marketing and worked with you, David. were my manager for a while. And yeah, and now I'm in engineering. So I'm a software engineer now and working on the Atlas Content Modeler plugin and also the Advanced Custom Fields plugin. So ACM and ACF.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know about the ACF side. We did an episode with Jason and Brad right after the acquisition. So it's cool to see that cross collaboration. And I always love hearing your career journey. I feel that, you know, it's so great when companies can provide those kind of paths. I too started my digital career in, or at least in platform side, in support as well. So I share that at least a little part, I guess, sort of over a Venn diagram overlap there with your origin story. All right, cool. Let's talk about the topic at hand, which is the metaverse. So maybe we could start by being more clear. What is the metaverse?
It's such a big thing. And I default to this one answer that the metaverse is the internet. And the internet is a big thing. It's the same way that you would look at like a refrigerator that is connected to your notes app or your calendar. Like that's part of the internet, you know, in that same way, the metaverse is just another extension of the internet, another presentation layer for it. And there's someone named Tony Parisi, who's very famously come up with what he calls the rules of the metaverse. And it's kind of funny to say the rules of the metaverse, because these rules actually say that there's really no one to enforce these rules. There shouldn't be one person to enforce these rules. But I'll just push through them really quick, just so that we can like base off of this. But rule number one, there's only one metaverse. Rule number two, the metaverse is for everyone. Rule number three, no one controls the metaverse. Four, the metaverse is open. Five, the metaverse is hardware independent. Six, the metaverse is a network. And finally, the metaverse is the internet. And these are sort of the rules that I follow, or at least the way that I frame my thinking of the metaverse and how we're building towards it and how like it should be open. We should empower everyone. And WordPress is really ripe for that. Like WordPress's slogan in a lot of places is democratize publishing, right? So
let me ask you a quick follow-on question there, because you used a word that wasn't used in the rules or words, a phrase. You said it was around the presentation layer. And so I think like the short answer people often give is it's AR, VR. Is that how you think about it? And is things like 3D web and maybe three object viewers, or is that these different things? How do you define that?
I try to stray from the phrase metaverse. I honestly am not a big fan of it, but I mean, a lot of people like it. And I'm not going to, it's not up to me to decide what the language is of this new thing. And there are too many people right now that want to control the language of it. And I think that's what's really unfortunate about the current state of things, is there's too many people trying to build their own so that they can own it all. But it really does come down to it being simply a presentation layer. Like there's this term called XR, which embodies VR, AR, mixed reality, and all of the other ways that we will eventually experience 3D spaces, maybe in our brains through some weird implants.
Sounds like boil it down to its simplest components. It's a 3D presentation of information. And the XR designation is maybe a kind of a catch-all there.
Yeah, exactly.
What is 3D web and 3D object viewers, though? How does that kind of fit into that metaverse story?
Yeah, so the 3D web has been, I guess let me take a step back to my origin story, because that's sort of my origin story in the metaverse, because that's sort of where all of this started. And oddly enough, it was the exact same time that I picked up WordPress that I was a Flash developer and I was building 3D sites. That was my niche. So I was hired into the agency almost exclusively because of that sort of stuff that I knew how to do. And I was given the freedom to just learn how to do it. And around that time is when Flash was kind of dying because like it couldn't run on Apple devices. So that was really the big thing that pushed people away from building these 3D sites. But at that time, it was kind of a buzz. I would say very similar to how the metaverse is buzzing today. People were making 3D sites. Every agency was trying to make their site 3D just to show that they had that capability. And then very soon after Apple killed Flash in their support, that's when these 3D sites became less frequent. And we've seen an uptick over the past few years. I would say around 2017, 2018 is when people started to really see the potential of our modern browsers and our modern machines and phones. We're far more capable than we've ever been. So this whole idea of 3D web was possible in 2009. So we're now many years ahead and we have a lot of technology to take advantage of.
So that's interesting. So it's like an kind of this evolution and presentation layer and evolution of this notion of 3D, but 3D isn't like brand new. It's been around, as you pointed out, with Flash and other medium, but kind of had like the stutter step in terms of adoption. With support for Flash in particular. And so now that we have, as you pointed out, new technology like AR sets and VR sets and other kind of 3D in real world, if you will, interactive technologies, that we're now in a state where there's a lot more capabilities available to people thinking about 3D web experiences. Right. Speaking of adventures with 3D web and the metaverse, I do want to kind of peel back a little bit more about your origin story there, because I know you've had some cool projects in this space since your Flash days. I know you don't fully rely on your Flash skills anymore, but I wanted to unpack some of your more recent adventures, but we're going to take our first break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're talking about, is the metaverse coming to WordPress, with Anthony Burchell. Anthony, right before the break, you were telling us about your kind of 3D web origin stories with Flash, the evolution of the 3D web, ultimately into what we, you know, now call the metaverse, kind of tied to the XR movement, if you will. But I want to talk about your adventures in the metaverse and 3D web. Tell me about some of your early projects using WordPress in the metaverse. I know you've done like VR WordCamps and a few other things in the past. I know you have some more recent adventures, but I'm just curious, like, what were those early projects that you were working on?
Yeah, those were really fun. You know, so the first proof of concept that I built with just like WordPress integrating with some kind of VR presentation layer was in 2017. I built a Unity app in one of the WP Engine's hackathons, where it was just basically looking at the REST API and interpreting the default post data that WordPress serves. So WordPress serves the post content, which is usually just text, some images, And it serves the featured image of that post. So I was taking advantage of having a featured image by putting a 360 spherical image around the user inside of a Unity app. And that was cool. I just feel like when I did that, it was the wrong way. Like we were consuming WordPress into some very proprietary app that no one can really change content on. And it was very solid. Like if you needed to make an update, you had to go to the app store to update it, kind of thing. So this is so since then I've been trying to find ways to get closer to WordPress. And by that I mean, instead of consuming WordPress, actually using WordPress to be the presentation layer for this content. So 2017 was the first attempt at that. And then in 2018, I built a proof of concept blog reader. I call it a siteless blog reader because it does not require site to hear it. And I was using this technology that Bose developed, and it was augmented reality glasses, but it had no visual augmented reality. It was sound augmented reality. So with that app, I put a 3D menu system in front of the user where they could double tap on the glasses facing forward to read the post aloud, or look to the right and double tap on the glasses to advance the post and get some new information to read to the user. So this was another, another presentation layer of the metaverse, if you think about it. And this was also using that same approach of the REST API. So since then, I've been trying to get away from the REST API and actually use what is core to WordPress, and which is like the content creation flow, the presentation layer on the front, and unifying that not only on a front-end WordPress, but I've even proven it works in like a headless context. Like a WP Engine has a product called Atlas that allows you to host headless WordPress sites. And I was able to prove that you could unify the same front-end render of a WordPress on those Atlas sites to achieve the same 3D that you would with my plugin, which we'll talk about in just a moment.
Excellent. So those are some good examples. It's also good to hear you playing around with different constructs of it. The audio and spatial awareness project, I remember that one. That one was pretty fun. And you had expressed some of these techniques in the VR WordCamps that you helped to contribute to. Is that correct?
Yeah. We did a WordCamp Austin. Oh my gosh, the years are a blur. I think it's been 2 years now since that. And what we used for that one was instead of using WordPress VR, we decided we're going to use a platform that's catered entirely to shared experiences. I have like a multiplayer experience where we have live video and people all hanging out in a room. And that was running on a platform called Mozilla Hubs. And that was really successful. We had, I believe, hundreds of people come in through the day just watching the talks inside of VR, hanging out. I always mention this, but I remember like Josh Pollock got a group of people all in a corner of a room and we're just like nerding out about random WordPress topics. And that's exactly what you would see in a real WordPress. So that was like my measure of success in, does the metaverse translate to real life? And it does.
Yeah, I had a moment like that at that WordCamp, and I saw Josepha Hayden across the hall and I was like, oh, I'll go say hi. So I walked over to Josepha to say hi and we had a conversation. And I was like, wow, this is the most real world thing since the lockdown, at least in terms of had an event since it had begun. You know, you, some of these points are really making me think about accessibility in XR. And I'm not going to ask you questions about that because I think I'm probably going to have Meryl K. Evans back on the show because I know that's a big focus of hers. But you definitely have my wheels turning with that. So that's what you were playing on in the 2017-2018 timeframe. So what are you experimenting with these days? Like some of your recent tweets was like, oh, I got to get Anthony back on the show to talk about this stuff. But what are you playing with today?
Yeah. So today, I don't know if you've heard of this new fancy editor called Gutenberg that's now in every WordPress site. But I've been trying to get closer to Gutenberg because there's no denying that the future of content creation in WordPress will be done in Gutenberg. And previously I was just using post content, and it could have been classic editor sending very basic text, but I've gotten to a point where I've been contributing to a lot of groups that are focused on like open standards in the metaverse. And one group is called M3, and I've been really M3 metaverse makers. And I've been really inspired by all the people in there, because there are a lot of people in there that are building their own VR platforms. And I've been trying to figure out, like, well, how do I emulate those feature rich platforms that people are building? One of them is called HyperFi, and I highly recommend folks Google that one. But HyperFi is trying to build this like shared experience, like experience that people can all get into a room and hang out, and it's focused a little on the NFT side of things, but it's a really great example of how like an end, or how folks can be editing content in the front end of a 3D space, not having to go to some back end to like move something around and save it. And I've been taking a lot of inspiration from that. And I found that like WordPress is really good at laying out individual components of a final markup. So I have this plugin called the 3 Object Viewer that only serves the purpose of displaying 3D objects. I wanted to enhance that though, so that you could, instead of composing a single 3D object, you can compose many pieces of a scene to make up a what I'm calling like a metaverse experience. And these components right now are broken out into separate blocks. So I'm using this a wrapper, very similar to like the content blocks that you see in a lot of plugins, where they kind of have this wrapper, and then you can add a bunch of inner blocks inside of it. And I'm utilizing the actual inner blocks system. And I have a few core blocks that make up a world. So like an environment is the container block, and that environment, you define a 3D object to be the collided world. Like if you're walking on something, your foot won't go through the ground kind of world. And then everything else you add within this environment aggregates to the front end render. So let's say I select some kind of like terrain to be my environment, and then I add maybe a building inside of it. I can then add many blocks to compose a scene. I can add images, I can add videos, basically anything that you can add in a 2D site. I'm aiming to reach feature parity in generating 3D content.
Is the idea behind that concept, I mean, I'm guessing obviously everyone likes an easy button, so maybe even people feeling comfortable creating 3D objects in other contexts could potentially take advantage of that. But is it like capturing that spirit of like democratizing the web, but like democratizing the metaverse? I'm not trying to put too much aspiration on what you're doing here, but I'm just curious if that's what you're thinking as you build this out.
That is very much the goal. Like, I mean, I've heard democratize the web from WordPress for many years, and I keep hearing people wanting to own the metaverse. And every time I hear that, it's just, it really does not inspire a healthy community. It just sounds to me like corporate greed, to be honest. And open source is the way that WordPress has succeeded. We've built a community, and there's a lot of people that are already here. So the approach I'm taking is meet people where they are. A lot of people have websites that are WordPress, and a majority of these 3D clients that are out there, like, they're just reinventing a lot of core WordPress concepts. Every single platform out there that's being built for a metaverse experience is having to generate some kind of user system, some kind of asset manager, and some way to display it all. And the display it all side of things is typically a very simple like HTML site that has a few, you know, it's got this JavaScript client that talks to some other services. But at the end of it all, you've got so many different moving parts to just keep in sync. And it's very, very hard. And on top of that, then you have to solve content creation. And then you just get into these deep concepts that really are hard to solve. And many of them are solved in the block editor. Like, just the concept of having inner blocks implies that there is some concept of having a parent item and things inside of it.
So it sounds like, you know, I really loved how you said that people want to own the metaverse, and in a good way, in a big part, this is about democratizing it, which I think is a really interesting concept and definitely very on the nose. I'm curious what others are doing though in this space, but we're going to take our next break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're talking with Anthony Burchell about, is the metaverse coming to WordPress? Anthony, right before the break, you made a really salient point about democratizing the metaverse, and maybe that's one of the opportunities there. And you kind of mentioned how some of the things you were working on in your plugin. Could you mention the plugin name again for people that want to?
Yeah, it is the 3-Object Viewer. You can type in 3-Object Viewer in any search bar on the plugin repo, and it'll come up. There should be
okay,
a picture.
Okay, so it's
on
the .org repo.
Yeah, So it's there. I've been pushing updates as frequently as possible. It's in its current state. It doesn't have implemented right now this new scene structure that I'm talking about. This like world composition. Structure that I'm building, but I'm not far from it, because just all of those things that I just described, all of those core blocks that make up a world, I built in the last week. So making steady progress.
excellent. Well, what about others? Like, I mean, obviously you're not the only one messing maybe around, maybe you are, with WordPress and the metaverse, but have you seen other people do really interesting things with WordPress or even other CMSs, like traditional CMSs, when it comes to, you know, XR, VR, 3D web, like that kind of stuff?
Yeah, there is someone in the WordPress community that their username is just Eric, E-R-I-K, but they made a model viewer extension based on my plugin. That was kind of cool. But they created a plugin that allows you to utilize the model HTML component so that you can use that viewer. So there are many different ways to render 3D content, and that's another way that people are doing it. So it's really cool to see that, like, this plugin, just putting it out there in the world, inspired someone else to do theirs. And I think we'll see many different ways. The reason I chose the render engine that I picked and the way that I've set up this plugin is because I'm very focused on the interactivity and media and having like a feature rich experience. Whereas like the model viewer context is very great at like displaying a model, right? And that's where I see like WooCommerce site would probably utilize something like that, so that they can just display their 3D model on a page. And the 3-Object Viewer does the same as well. So,
and by their 3D model, are you thinking like a product tour? Like you'd have a 360 3D image versus like an interactive 3D experience?
I'm thinking more like, so with the model viewer, you would have like a WooCommerce traditional 2D website, but instead of that thumbnail of like, let's say a shoe, you can actually click on the shoe and rotate it. So yeah, it's more like the presentation of the object.
It's really interesting, just because it reminds me so much around like mobile friendly websites and other kind of changes.
Yeah.
I thought about those interfaces and like what parts of them are expressed in what context. You know, are we going to have like a VR first mode and the modality in the future? And of course, not right now, right? Because there's not enough devices, but it is really interesting to think about how people will think about their content and strategy and functionality strategy even in when it comes to the metaverse and XR and it comes to their kind of normal website. You know, it's so funny. Like, I know you're such on the bleeding edge here. I know we talked about this before the show, but when I wrote out the show description, it had like misspellings all the way throughout. And they were real words spelled the right way. But of course, you know, spell check hasn't caught up. But maybe that's like the sign your technology's made it, when like default spell check spells your tech correctly.
I think so, right? Yeah. Or your company has made it when Apple auto corrects it.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's the ultimate measure of brand for sure. But yeah, I think it was like Metaverse and other things. And it was like Google's spell checker engine or something. I thought that was really funny and interesting. Do you think WordPress, I know you kind of touched on this already, but do you think WordPress has advantages as people think about their 3D web metaverse CMS strategy?
The biggest advantage right now is that you can activate this today on your website with a single click. I think that is what is going to be most powerful about this approach, because you're meeting people where they are. I use it a lot. I was actually told that by someone in the Metaverse Makers group named Jin, who's a big influencer in the metaverse space. But they mentioned like you are meeting people where they are already, which is a recipe for success, just because people don't have to go spin up 1,000 servers to aggregate to one experience running on a simple static site. Instead, that simple static site could be your WordPress front end that's talking to the very complex things in the back end, like your user system and all of your media library items, which I'm also building into the user system, hooking into that where you can define your avatar inside of your user profile. So this plugin will be an all-in-one experience for building a metaverse platform on top of your website. So I what you were saying earlier about how this mobile transition of the web, I think I posted something similar around this recently where I was saying, I strongly believe every single website will need a 3D presentation layer. And I think it will be very similar. We'll see agencies that we already are seeing agencies that are focused on 3D websites, but we will see agencies that are focused on making 3D responsive websites. So you should be able to view the same content. Yeah, so you should be able to view the same content in a responsive way on a 3D device. And the way that I would explain to people that are like trying to dream on this is, imagine that you put on some glasses right now and you're looking at your 2D screen and stuff can go off of your screen and go out into the world off of the side. In order to do that, you need to make that content available in some way, in some interoperable way that the content can be shared from different platforms, not just WordPress, but like there needs to be some form of markup or some kind of JSON that everyone understands and can interpret it. Because the first thing that people are going to want to do once they get these glasses is they're going to want to move their content out of the middle. I think we're going to be saying, well, ooh, I icky 2D site.
I foresee much revenue in the future for web agencies as the world kind of adopts this new universe of the metaverse. Well, this was incredibly interesting. Thank you so much for joining us today, Anthony.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
Excellent. Well, if you'd like to learn more about what Anthony is up to, you can visit 3ov.xyz or follow him on Twitter at AntPB, and Ant is spelled A-N-T. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.